Proverbs 22, verses 1 through 15. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. The rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. He that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. Cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out, yea, strife and reproach shall cease. He that loveth pureness of heart, for the grace of his lips, the king shall be his friend. The eyes of the Lord preserve knowledge, and he overthroweth the words of the transgressor. The slothful man saith, "There is a lion without, I shall be slain in the streets." The mouth of strange women is a deep pit. He that is abhorred of the Lord shall fall therein. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Truly, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. So let us choose the name of Jesus Christ, the name above every name, and let us cleave to that name and make it our fear and our dread and the rejoicing of our hearts. Let us then by his grace do everything we possibly can to live up to that glorious name by whom we are called. And let all of us, as Paul admonished, who name the name of Christ, depart from iniquity. For to be true to that worthy name whereby we are called is worth more than all the treasures of Egypt. And to keep his commandments and abide in his love, and the loving favor of his Father, is rather to be chosen than all the silver and gold of this earth. And then, and only then, can the poor and rich meet together and see eye to eye as we all fall before him and the throne of the glory of his grace and worship him, because only in him are we all one in Christ Jesus. For truly, he is the maker of us all, and he is the redeemer of all through his precious blood, of those who flee to him for refuge, who by the prudence of the fear of the Lord enter into the holiest through his flesh, to hide in him from the great day of his wrath. For who shall be able to stand in that day? Truly, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. The eyes of the Lord preserve knowledge, and he overthroweth the words of the transgressor. The lame excuses of the slothful, the corrupt and snaring mouth of the strange woman, all these words shall be overthrown by Christ himself in the day when he comes to judge and make war. For out of his mouth goeth a sharp two-edged sword, wherewith he shall smite the nations. And his eyes are as a flame of fire, whereby all the chaff of the knowledge and judgments of men shall be consumed. But only the gold of the true knowledge of God shall be preserved and abide the fire of his gaze. So let us know and understand that only by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. There is no other way to obtain the true riches that abide the fire, to receive the honor that cometh from God only, and everlasting life. May God have mercy on all those who, as the Pharisees, have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof, because they have exchanged the fear of the Lord for the fear of man and his judgments, and they seek honor one from another, and refuse to seek the honor that cometh from God only. And thus, they have no eternal life, for they don't know the Father, and they know not Christ Jesus, his only begotten Son. Oh, truly, thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. May our souls be truly found and kept in Christ, so that we shall be safe from them. For all those that sow iniquity shall reap the thorns of vanity, and the rod of their anger shall fail. Cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out, yea, strife and reproach shall cease. And train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Because foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God for the rod of his correction that drives folly out of our hearts, so that finally the light of the knowledge of the glory of God can shine in our hearts, so that we may finally see the pure heart of our Father in heaven in the face of Jesus Christ, and so that we can love the pureness of his heart in Christ, and so that his grace may truly be upon our lips. Because he that loveth pureness of heart, for the grace of his lips, the king shall be his friend. May we love Christ's pure heart and choose his name, because a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Proverbs 22, verses 1 through 15.